It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rock and roll on a hot, steamy, gross, humid, disgusting summer Sunday here on the holiday weekend at WFAN. Number to call, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Brian Rascona carrying you up till about 6:30-ish. Yankee pregame will take over then. And listen, we have to start there with the Yankees. Mets are right now in a contest with the Pirates. It's the top of the sixth. Lindor has a double, one out. He's on second base. We'll see what happens there with the New York Mets trying to win a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. But we have to start with the New York Yankees and obviously Ben Rice. And the reason why I'm starting with Ben Rice is because a team that is scuffling, a team that hasn't won a series in six series, right? A team that lost 14 out of the last 18 games. A team that lost five in a row with a devastating gut punch loss against the Red Sox on Friday night, okay? Finally has something to hang their hat on. They have a darling. There's something to spark this offense. There's motivation for the rest of the players in that lineup. There is something to watch. They have something to see. You as fans, when you stacked the stadium 45 plus yesterday at Yankee Stadium, you saw history. You saw Ben Rice is what you saw. There's got to be dishes. There needs to be dishes made. All right, in the Bronx, the Mets are the beacon of gimmicks, okay? You got OMG, you got Grimace, Gay Mets, whatever it is, right? We've been talking about it here on The Fan for the last 3 weeks about the Mets being the hottest team in baseball. Well, now here's the darling for the Yankees. Here's what's going to spark this team, okay? I am replacing the beacon of positivity, and that beacon of positivity, the Prince positivity, Tommy Lugauer, has now spilled over to Brian Rascona. I got you to 6:30, Yankees pre. But hang your hat on the fact that a guy like Ben Rice has joined this lineup, and you want to call with your Aaron Boone calls. Aaron Boone should be fired. Aaron Boone haters, again, here we go again. This is the last 3 years we've done this. Guys, we've done this. We live this, okay? We've lived this whole scenario of Aaron Boone should be fired. I mean, guys, enough. He's not going anywhere, all right? Maybe I'm mimicking the host that was previous to me, but it's true. It's true. I'm not going to sit here and give you hot takes. Boone's going nowhere. The comfortability for the organization is there, okay, between Cashman and Steinbrenner. Boone is supplanted. He's there. Over 800 wins as a Yankee manager, okay? Down year last year, still finished plus 500 on the season. He's not going anywhere. But this guy, Aaron Boone, to my point, okay? I was reading an article yesterday, today, maybe it was today. I don't even know. The holiday weekend, by the way. Let me just get sidetracked for a hot second. The holiday weekend for me, or the holiday week here at WFAN, I might as well pitch a tent out in the newsroom. I mean, I've been living at this place. I might as well pinch a tent out in that newsroom. I've been here every damn day since Tuesday. I'm going on no sleep. Whatever. I'm not complaining because I'm on air at WFAN. But going back to Boone, this guy, I read an article. Aaron Boone was the biggest advocate for Ben Rice during spring training. When Ben Rice was whipping the ball, so he's got a quick bat, likes what he sees, came up as a catcher. He's learning first base. He's really never really played first base before, which is convenient now that Rizzo's out, right? Convenient that he's learning first base. I think the writing's on the wall. And if you heard me on the 4th of July, I said that Pete Alonso would be great for the Yankees. They don't need him. Now, in the course of the last 3 days, after Ben Rice hit 3 home runs, first Yankee ever to do it. First Yankee ever as a rookie to hit 3 home runs as a rookie in one game. Now they don't need Pete Alonso. I'm sorry. Ben Rice should be the starter. Ben Rice is the darling. Let's hang your hat on the fact that offensively, he is who he is. And let's spiral that. Or let's jump on that. The confidence level, when you have him come out for a curtain call yesterday, that Anthony Volpe, one in particular, should be jealous of. Like, Anthony Volpe, yeah, I'm a team player. I should be a team player. I should do this. I should do that. Yes, exactly. But you should be jealous of that. You should be jealous of that, Anthony Volpe. That could be you. You're not a rookie, but that could be you. This guy, Ben Rice, took your spot in an offense that has consistently been struggling over the last 3 weeks, dropping 14 in the last 18 games. Here's the darling. Mets got, oh my God, the Mets have this, the Mets have that. They have J.D. Martinez, all right? That made them one of the hottest teams in baseball. Here it is, guys. Now, Ben Rice, we've seen this before for the Yankees. We've seen Shelley Duncan. We've seen Shane Spencer. We've seen Kevin Moss bust on the scene, right? Right off the bat. Pun intended. But I don't see any stoppage here with Ben Rice. And for Aaron Boone to come out and be ridiculed and to be basically S'd on, for lack of a better term, as the Yankee manager is ridiculous, because he was the advocate for this guy to come up. And we've been sitting here how many months here? Multiple shows. Spencer Jones. We're talking about Jamai Jones. We're talking about Dominguez. We're talking about all these other players. And Aaron Boone was the one who said in spring training that I love Ben Rice's bat. We need to stick. He's a 12th round pick. Ben Rice is a 12th round pick from Dartmouth. Had no cachet as far as the MLB brass goes from a scouting standpoint. And Aaron Boone's the guy who said we need to hold on to him. He could be something special. Now, in 2024, in the dog days of summer, 19 games over 500, season possibly spiraling out of control, he is your darling. He is your juggernaut. He is the guy that everybody wants to hang their hat on right now. And now you got a game tonight against the Boston Red Sox, your longtime rival. Okay? You have a game tonight on ESPN, you don't think the vocal point as you watch this game is going to be on Ben Rice? 150%. It's going to be on Ben Rice. The producers at ESPN are already going over everything of what you need to talk about with Ben Rice. And Aaron Boone's the guy who supplanted him in the leadoff spot. Sat Volpe knocked him down to 6. And it's been happening over the last couple of days. You guys all want to come in these airways. Boone's terrible. Oh, he leaves his pitchers in too long. Guys, stop. He's trying to conserve his bullpen for the next day. I mean, if you watch baseball on a regular basis, you're uneducated at that point. Look what happened to the Mets the other night. 14 runs. We had, Torrens pitching. Okay? They're trying to conserve their bullpen. You want to sit here and say, oh, why are they playing Torres? Why are they playing LeMahieu? LeMahieu's a different story. LeMahieu's washed up. I think all of MLB knows it. But Torres, for instance, they're playing Torres, or the Mets are playing guys, and the Yankees are playing guys like Torres, because if they want to move them, you have to play them. You can't sit them, because then there's no value anymore, right? It's a chess game. And I think Boone knows that. I think Cashman knows that. I think Steinbrenner knows that. You have to play these guys in order to sell them, okay? So Torres, if he catches fire in the next couple weeks before the trade deadline, I do honestly think they're going to move him for a rental spot, a team that wants a rental spot because it's a contract year. And I think it's all a mind game a lot that you guys out there do not understand. 888-808-1019. I think it's a mind game. And you guys all want to come on Boone for it? He's been the biggest advocate for Ben Rice. And I'm not getting on Boone about it. I'm not. Guys won games. We've seen it before. Okay? His biggest down year was last season. 82 wins. I think it's safe to say this year, that's going to change. Assuming the starting pitching is where it's at. And that's what I want to get to also with Luis Gil tonight. This is the biggest game of the season for the New York Yankees. Stop the bleeding. Win a series. Go out there. Beat the Red Sox tonight on national television. Show the nation tonight that you still are the New York Yankees and you're not this spiraling franchise. Heel, big spot. So the reason why I say big game, huge game, part of it is from Luis Gil. Do you want a spot in this rotation? Because when Clark Schmidt comes back, things are up in the air. And you want to move him to the bullpen? You can. Move him to the bullpen. I think that's probably where they're going to lean to. But huge game for Gil tonight. Huge game for this New York Yankee franchise. You're on national television. The whole nation that's a baseball fan knows that you guys are spiraling out of control right now. Haven't won a series in quite some time. 14 out of the last 18. The numbers are there. We all see it. You're missing Giancarlo Stanton. And now Ben Rice has taken that torch. But we've all been there. We've all seen it. Okay? So now, go out there and win a series. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. He'll go out there. Go six. Let up two. They want to blame fatigue. I know a lot of reporters in the postgame, they're pegging Aaron Boone about fatigue. I don't see the fatigue out of Luis Gil. I don't see it. He's pumping his fastball 96, 97, 98 miles per hour. His changeup is 91. If it was fatigue, he would lose those MPHs on his fastballs and on his changeups. I don't see that. He's got electric stuff. But Gil, you want to be formidable in this team and you want to be a part of a run towards the World Series? Tonight's the night. Coming back from the Jersey Shore, you're coming back from the Hamptons, you're driving, you're stuck in traffic. You want to jump off the bridge because of how bad the traffic is, but you want to get home before tonight, Sunday Night Baseball. Why? Yankees, Red Sox. There's no cachet lost. End of story. Yankees, Red Sox always raises eyebrows in New York. And Ben Rice is going to be all eyes on. And you know what? I love the fact that Ben Rice hit 3 home runs yesterday. Okay? And you read the articles and, you know, Post, whatever, and The Athletic. None of them fail to mention that his naiveness, his adolescence at 25 years old, he's getting called for a curtain call. And he has no idea where to go in the dugout. They're all yelling at him. All his teammates are yelling at him. Go, oh, curtain call, curtain call, curtain call. And you know what? The adolescence is great. The naiveness is great. But at the bottom line, this is what makes baseball fun. And I played baseball. I still play baseball. It's fun. It's fun to hang out with the guys, be in the dugout. This is what the Yankees have been missing in quite some time. 888-808-1019. Tonight, they have a chance to win a series against a division rival. Then they got the Rays, another division rival. And they finish off with Baltimore. I think it's a 3-game set. Okay, man, he's telling me 3-game set. I thought it was 2-game set. Before the All-Star break, let's go to work. Let's go to work. And I've changed my tune since July 4th. After he was out there and let up, 4 runs over after the 4th inning or whatever it was. I changed my tune. Let's go out there. Let's win a series, okay? And let's go to work against the Rays. Let's go to work against the Orioles. And then we got the break, which the Yankees definitely, definitely need. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Bob real quick in Tannersville before we break. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I have one question. The way that Boone was going to prove himself, kind of, was with Rizzo. That was the biggest problem on the team before he got injured.
Well, don't forget that Rizzo and... Okay, all right, keep going. Rizzo and Judge are tight. So Judge is the captain,
so... You had Rizzo there. Everybody was waiting to see if Boone takes him out. Then he essentially took himself out. So the biggest proof you would have had on Boone was lost right there.
Okay. What's your point? You want Boone out? Is that what you want?
My point is that by saying that Boone's not doing so bad, it's really unanswered question at this point.
What was that? Repeat that.
You know how bad Boone is. If his biggest point he could have made wasn't able to be made due to the fact that Rizzo took himself out.
Rizzo took himself out. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying he took himself out. I'm saying he injured himself.
All right. Well, that's ridiculous. He injured himself. Anthony Rizzo, consummate professional. Injured himself so he could take out. I mean, come on, dude. What are you talking about, Bob? I mean, give me a break. You think a player who's 36 years old, who's still trying to hang on to baseball, think he's taking himself out? That's what you're telling me. I mean, come on. Where are you coming from? 888-808-1019 is the number to dial. We'll take a quick break. And then we'll come back to your calls. Brian Rascona taking you up to Yankees pregame, 6:30. Yankees Red Sox game they need to win tonight to right the ship. I really do think that is the case, as the Mets are still tied with the Pirates, 0-0, top of the seventh, all on the table right here. Brian Rascona coming back on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.